For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. One person is in critical condition after a shooting at a Dothan apartment complex last night. That shooting was called in just before 8 for someone who was shot in the parking lot of the Westgate Village Apartments. Cops were at the scene collecting evidence hours after the incident, but have not announced an arrest. Dothan police believe they've solved a string of recent break-ins. Officers arrested 34-year-old Arthur Hubbard on Wednesday after they say he was trying to sell stolen power tools. Cops say Hubbard's crime spree includes at least 5 vehicles and a storage building that were broken into back in February. The Alabama Department of Human Resources has announced the launching of a new summer jobs program for low-income high school and college students. The Summer Youth Employment Program is a partnership between the state and the Alabama Community College System. More details and all the participating colleges will be announced soon. Ozark police catch a child sex predator who traveled from Montgomery. Cops say Osvaldo Jimenez Hernandez was spotted parked in a car at a business that was closed around 3 a.m. Wednesday with a 12-year-old girl with him. He later admitted to meeting the girl online several months ago and having relations with her before. Police believe there could be other victims. Librarians in Alabama could face criminal charges if a new bill becomes law. The State House passed a measure where librarians at public libraries and public schools can be arrested if accused of distributing material considered obscene. The offense would be considered a Class C misdemeanor with a maximum 3-month jail sentence. And Alabama gas prices are mostly holding steady. AAA has the statewide average at $3.25 a gallon. That's down 2 cents from last week and the exact same as a year ago. Dothan's average stayed the same from last week at $3.26 a gallon. And that's the latest look at your headlines from WiregrassDailyNews.com. I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 1039.